And now you are listening to the Rock and Roll and Coffee Show. Here are your hosts, Joe and Nick.
Welcome to another episode of the Rock and Roll and Coffee Show. I'm Joe, here with my host, Nick. How are you, Nick?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing all right. Did you have a good week?
Yeah, so far. How about you?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. It's been a pretty busy week. We got some rainstorms going on where I'm at right now, so hopefully our connection doesn't drop.
Yeah, I see that. You're getting some bad weather up there.
Yeah, we are. So let's talk about our little project that we've been doing.
Our little project, the Distance Project.
The Distance Project. Yeah. So I originally created that to have different musicians in different areas collaborate and make a song.
Well, we've always talked for years about recording, and when we were roommates down in Port Charlotte, we even built the studio in the garage. But back then, the technology wasn't as good as it is now.
Yeah, we had that. What was that? A Tascam recorder?
Yeah, we had a Tascam digital recorder. Digital recorder. I think Dave has that now. I think we gave that to Dave. But back then, we didn't have the computer stuff, you know, to do it all the way you can do it now.
I don't think we've recorded one thing back then.
No.
Besides the radio show.
We just did the radio show. We built a nice studio. We just did the radio show. I mean, we've had bands play in there during the radio show.
We did.
But we always talked about recording, and we finally did it 20 years later.
So so it was just me and you, though. It ended up me, you, and then Doug did the vocals.
Yeah, then we got Doug come on and do the vocals.
We had Doug on last week. And the first song we did was, what was the first song? Don't Want to Be Like You.
Don't Want to Be Like You, yeah. I think that came out pretty good. That's when we were first learning how to use all the stuff, though, but.
Right.
It came out pretty good. Doug had a catchy hook in there, and.
All right, now that one we use as the intro to this radio show, too.
Right. And it's the intro to the show.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
You know, thinking back on those songs, I don't know if this happens to you, but when you write a song, like I wrote that song, and listening to it back, I'm like thinking to myself, how did I come up with that? You ever think that way?
Yeah, the songs that I wrote, where'd that come from, you know? Like you just pull them out of the air. They just hit you and you roll with it.
It comes from a little idea and then you just it expands, and it's kind of cool. You think about
Nothing like it.
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
And sometimes you start a song, at least I do, and I'm thinking, I don't know about this song.
Well, yeah. Sometimes you start a song and it turns out totally different than what you had in your head, you know?
Yeah. And a lot of them did that during the making of this record.
Yeah. Yeah, like that, the lead on Don't Want to Be Like You, that was a first shot, and I don't even know if I could play it. I forgot how to play it, and I have to go back and relearn it.
I would have to go back and relearn all the songs.
Yeah, me too. I wouldn't know where to begin.
Like one and done.
Yep, you do one, and then you work on the next one, you forget the one you did before.
Now, the second song we did was Is There Anybody Out There?
Yeah.
Now that one, that first riff, that heavy riff, that wasn't originally how it was going to start. The idea I had for that was the riff in the verse was the only idea I had. So that was the intro to the song.
Yeah.
When I first started it.
Yeah, that one came out good. That I like the lead in that one too. I surprised myself with that. I did the harmony lead out there, one part of the lead. And,
I like that.
Yeah, it came out good.
that's probably one of the heavier ones on that record, I think.
Yeah, that and what's that other one? Thin Air. That's a kind of heavy one too.
Thin Air was heavy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now Thin Air.
That's one that just came out of thin air. I don't know how. It's just sort of like a guitar The intro is like a kind of a percussive kind of thing. Like, sounds like there's a delay on it. Another one that you kind of didn't want to do at first because you thought it was too 80s and sounds like Winger.
Which one?
In the Night.
Well, it is kind of 80s still.
No, it's got a vibe, but...
And I think Doug, even his vocal line is still
when Doug comes in, it kind of reminds me of Breaking the Chains a little bit.
Yes, Breaking.
But, I mean, it's got an 80s vibe, but I don't think it's... totally 80s. I mean, it's got...
I mean, it's pretty...
It's catchy.
It's catchy, but it is kind of 80s. Yeah. Nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying there's something wrong with the 80s.
No, nothing wrong with it. But...
I mean, I was alive. You were alive. We like the 80s.
Yeah. I didn't write it with the 80s in mind, but...
I mean, it is what it is, though, right?
Yeah. Got the 80s vibe. I like my lead in this song too. It's like, I like the way the rhythm and the lead changes up a little bit. That makes it.
See, even the lyrics in the night, I'll be waiting. That's pretty 80s.
Yeah.
But it's still a good song though.
Yeah. There's no rules.
No, absolutely.
Good song
not.
Is a good song.
And then that's
a radio hit.
It could be in the 80s.
Yeah, back then.
Then the other one that you brought to the table, Overnight Sensation.
Yeah.
Now, I remember you said that came out totally different.
Well, yeah, when you added your bass line to that, I was like, oh, cool.
Not what you were expecting at all.
Not at all, no. And then
I like that bass line.
Yeah, me too. And then Doug put his... put a nice hook in that one too, so that came out pretty good.
Now, what kind of bass line were you hearing in your head?
Nothing like you did. I don't know. I was just hearing a straightforward bass line. I wasn't expecting what you put in there, but after I heard it, I said, oh, wow. Just changed the whole vibe of the song.
Made it fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's another one that just came out of nowhere. I was just sitting there and I think I wrote the main parts of that and, you know, in like 15-20 minutes it just came out. Those are the best songs that just come out like
well
that.
That's kind of how the bass line came out too. I didn't know what to do and I just put it on and I was like, oh, I'm just gonna play.
Yeah,
that's what came out.
Not good.
Then we had
the Tom Petty cover.
Yeah, Refugee. That came out really good, I thought, too.
Yeah. It came out real good.
That one's actually released as a single already. So people can go get that one right now on iTunes or
that. Yeah, that and
music thing is.
That and Overnight Sensation, too.
Yes, that's right. Overnight Sensation. That was the first single.
Yeah.
We're kind of in a world of singles, if you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, who releases whole... Who counts on a whole record to be released and sell well nowadays, you know?
Yeah, I know. Totally different business now.
I still think we should do a video... for this song and copy Tom Petty's video. Yeah, remember the alley and stuff.
Yeah.
Go find an alley and we'll do all the same moves. Be fun. And then we had
the
there was that We had, remember, Can't Stop the Fall.
Yeah, Can't Stop the Fall.
That was another one that just came out. I think I wrote that in, man, maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You can kind of tell because it's almost the same stuff all the way through.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it still came out good.
Yeah. I mean, they all came out pretty good. Well, it's the same old song. We keep singing along.
Nothing ever changes. Always going to stay. Reminds me of, like a Social Distortion or Bad Religion or something.
Yeah, you and those down-picking songs kill my wrists.
Hey, gotta get that wrist working. It's funny with the down-picking. To get that sound, you kind of have to do the down-picking.
Yeah, you can't do alternate picking. Yeah, you gotta do the down.
What else we have on there? What are we missing?
The one we just finished not too long ago, Halloween. Every day is Halloween.
Yeah, that one came out really good too.
Yeah, I put a little acoustic in there.
Now that was with your new acoustic, right?
Yeah. I bought the acoustic just for this song. I had a shitty acoustic.
That tambourine I put in there.
what'd you put in there? You put in a keyboard plugin.
I went all out on this one. I put keyboards, strings. See right here, strings.
Yeah.
Over the verse, and then during the chorus, I did some funky keyboard thing. And. Yeah, see, the strings are still going there.
Yeah.
And then in the chorus is the funky keyboard thing.
Yeah.
I amaze myself sometimes. Yeah, you can hear it.
Yeah. It's different, you know?
But there it is again. That's one of those things where, like, why did I do that? How did I come up with that?
Right, yeah.
Could I do it again? Probably not. Then we had Stained.
Yeah.
Kind of dark one.
Stained's kind of like a kind of reminds me of Alice in Chains a little bit.
Yes. That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah.
I remember writing that song though. That was I was sitting up in my office.
Yeah,
do what?
You wrote that in the beginning when we started, but we put it on the shelf for a while and then came back to it.
Right. It was like a snowy day. Not heavy snow. I mean, I'm in South Carolina, but I remember it was a dreary day when I wrote that song. It kind of shows. I still want to put strings in this one at the end.
At the end, yeah.
Maybe I'll do that before we release it. It should be coming out in the next couple weeks.
I hope so. You still got to mix it all? Or how many left do you have to mix?
Well, I mean, they're pretty good. I just want to make sure they're all good levels, you know?
Yeah.
It is what it is. It's not going to be perfection.
That's good enough.
I mean, I kind of like that. I don't... it's just kind of raw.
Stripped down and raw.
Yeah. I mean, they sound pretty good. It's not unlistenable.
Yeah, sound good.
And we had...
What was the other one?
Thin Air.
Oh, yeah, we had Thin Air. We're missing one.
Oh, we already did Thin Air.
Yeah, we did. We did that.
What was the? Time Won't Wait. That's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah. Time Won't Wait.
That's just a straightforward rocker.
That was another downstroke.
That one was easier, though, I think. Had more of a rhythm, so it wasn't so monotonous of downpicking.
I remember having a hard time getting that. I had to do it a few times before I got it right.
Well, my guitar playing is pretty amazing. But then off of that song, we did a version of that with John.
John, yeah. Rebel with a Conscience.
Rebel with a Conscience, and you're still working on a guitar on that one.
Yeah, I got to redo that one.
It's a little bit different. You know, right now we have a demo of it, but
yeah,
that one's not finalized yet. The arrangement's a little different. Similar, yeah, but different.
Part, yeah, John took out a part or whatever.
And John, we had on the show, our second show, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
It's fun. It's fun to record.
Yeah.
I actually like recording more than playing live.
Yeah, I've always liked recording, but I was never much into the live playing. That always got me too nervous.
Nervous. Hey, you remember that long, long time ago? Like, I don't even know the year, but it was a long time ago. We did that show at the Town Lounge, and you ripped your pants up. And
yeah, I had to go home. Yeah.
For the show.
Rip my ass. that's what we. Were, that's when Lee was singing. Remember Lee?
Oh my God!
That screechy that voice. Tape.
Yeah, do you? I have that on cassette. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Actually, you know what? Let me see if I got it on this stinking iPod. Whatever you call it. I don't think I do.
And didn't we think we were sounding good, and it really sounded like shit because of the sound guy or something?
I'm sure. I'm sure the whole thing sounded like shit.
Yeah. Well,
it was me, you, Corey, and Lee. And right?
Lee, yeah. Yeah.
And we were just doing trouble, we were called.
Yeah. Yeah. And we were just we just did covers.
Did we? We did. No, we had. We did.
Did we?
We
had. Oh yeah, we had originals. A couple of originals. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember. Yeah, we had a couple of originals. Yeah, because we recorded. Yeah.
Yeah. Ripped your ass. Still, I
Joe, I gotta go home.
Okay.
But yeah, I still have the cassette we recorded. Where did we record that?
We recorded that with Rick Duncan at Paradox.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
Was it four songs?
It might have been three.
With Shot of Love.
Shot of Love.
There was a ballad on there.
Yeah, we had that ballad. I can't remember what else.
I think there was four. I don't know. We'll have to look that
the
up.
Ballad
I'll
was
have to see if I can get that, digitize those, get those in digital, those songs.
Yeah, yeah. I have it on my my iPod. But, yeah.
You I mean, do? You have the songs on your iPod?
Yeah, yeah. Yep, I do.
Why don't you send them to me?
Yeah, I'll have to dig out my iPod and get them. But yeah, it was Shot of Love and the ballad. What was that called? Take My Hand or something like that?
Take My Hand. That's it.
Yeah. And then one other one. Oh, we did one that you did with Bruce originally, and I rewrote the guitar parts.
Twisted Tongue.
Twisted Tongue, yeah.
So maybe it was three.
Yeah, yeah.
Good times.
Yeah, that was fun.
Hey, real quick, I want to let our listeners know that we do have Rock and Roll and Coffee Show merchandise for sale now.
Cool.
If you go to rnrcoffeeshow.dizzyjam.com, DIZZYJAM, you can get all your swag from the Rock and Roll and Coffee Show. Shirts, hats, coffee mugs.
Nice.
Whatever you need. And if anybody feels like helping the show along by a little donation, they can now do that too at our anchor.fm website, which would be anchor.fm/RNR Coffee Show. You can donate as little as 99 cents per month. So if you're feeling the need to help out, there you go.
Cool.
And we're already getting ideas together for our second project.
Yeah, it was, yes. Now, I think what, I don't know how we're going to do it, but as far as vocals, I don't know if Doug's going to do it or.
Yeah. Well, you can sing.
Maybe eat. I could sing, but.
I am.
Yeah, that was a hit. I think that's all the songs.
Was that all of them?
I think so.
We did. Yeah, that. Oh, we didn't. We didn't play any part of Is There Anybody Out There? Is that?
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Yeah. What else? Anything else?
Not really.